for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
It's not even based upon your possessions. You know, people think you're really blessed because you have a lot of possessions. Sometimes that's a big headache. Sometimes they're about to repossess a bunch of them anyway. Help us, Jesus. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses. Now, look at this. Look at this. This is so important. God's reality, his glory, his reality is embodied in all the promises that he has made to you. God's reality, his glory, is embodied in the promises that he made to you. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you, by faith, allowed those promises to be thrown into your heart? Or are you questioning the validity, the reality of what God has said? Or are you just intellectualizing? See, information isn't what delivers us. Amen. Just knowing something doesn't change us. Amen. Hello? Amen. The kingdom can only be accessed from our heart. You can talk the Christianese and know Genesis to Revelation, quote Bible verses, know Bible stories, you know, attend Bible school, all the above, and still not have allowed that word, that glory, access to your heart. I don't know what your testimony is, but mine, I know down through the years as I look back, and the more I learn and grow in God, the more I realize that it has been me standing in the way. It ain't been the devil. The devil got beat down at Calvary. Hello? But it's been my thought patterns, my inability to believe, my insecurities, my fear of the future, my fear of the unknown, my fear of failure, my fear of what people might think. Don't shout me down. I know I'm talking for you. I know this is your testimony too. Not your brother, not your sister, not your spouse, not your cousin, not your uncle, not your mama, not your daddy, not your children. Not your boss, it's you. You hold the key. You're the one that either stands there and blocks it or allows it to be thrown into your heart. God embodies. His reality is embodied in the promises. I was reading something and meditating. See, it's so important for you to meditate, to make time, to filter out your mind. When you get still before God, when you go in fellowship with Jesus, as I always say, when we praise God here, when you know, we call it a high praise, you know, when it's like, you know, you could almost take wings and, you know, people start running and things like that, and, you know, nobody did any flips yet, but, you know, flipping and, you know, jumping around and just, you know, you're just off the chain with praise. Do you know that is simply a reality? That's not off the chain. That's the reality of who we are. That's the reality of the joy that we carry. It just so happened that your focus got so on God that you released it. But we get so battered by the world and the world concepts and the world's oppression and opinions get so on us that it takes us coming into an assembly, a congregation, hearing the word to release us, to filter all that out, to bring forth the reality of who we really are. See, in the face of the word, we see who we really are. And the word says that right now we are complete. I don't care what happens tomorrow, right now, and even tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, we are complete. We live by another reality, another realm, another dimension called kingdom. If you'll believe it, if you'll allow it to be thrown into your heart, even that person in prison, in a literal prison, if they would have faith, they might be headed for death row. Hello, somebody. Ask somebody, is there anything too hard for God? If they would start believing, if they would start allowing God to throw promises into their heart through faith, to where they got to the place where they believed, somehow, some way, even though I'm guilty, somehow God gonna make a way for me. I'm not gonna live my life, the rest of my life in here. I'm not gonna die in here. Hello, somebody. After a while, what they're believing in their heart begins to take manifestation. Let me give you two real quick examples here. Pastor Tony, you've probably heard this before too. Pastor Tony Hamilton from Trinidad, one of our pastors. When I first went, and I think my wife was with me and maybe some others, when I first went to be with them and minister for him, when I was at the airport leaving, I told him, I said, Pastor Tony, you have to come. And you have to come to be with us in our anniversary. And then he said, well, Apostle, he said, I would love to, he said, but I can't travel. I said, why is that? And now we're at the airport. I said, why is that? He said, well, they revoked my visa and took my passport. He said, because I had gone to Puerto Rico. I was going into the U.S. on a one-way ticket, da-da-da. I had no return. When they caught me in Puerto Rico, they detained me. They took my visa. I'll never get another visa. I'll never be able to travel again. They sent me back. And I thought, you know, And I'm at the airport. Now I'm getting ready to go through the line and go get it. I said, let's pray right now. And we simply prayed a prayer, and God gave me this to pray, because I didn't know how to pray at the time. But I said, Lord, you made eyes see. Now, Lord, blind eyes. And I said, and God gave me to tell him, I said, Pastor Tony, this week, go and get your visa. He said, okay. He called me that week. He'd gone down to the visa place to try to get whatever. You know, it was an impossibility because they revoked it. They'd taken it from him. He's never going to travel again. He was there, and he was in a long line. He finally got in there, and they went on the computer, and they were on the computer, and on the computer. He stayed there all day. They were trying to find him in the computer. He was the last one there. And finally, one of the guys working there at the office came out. He was mad. He said, Mr. Hamilton, it seems as though we have no information on you as to why your visa was revoked or taken and da-da-da. I mean, he was mad at him. And finally, Pastor Tony said, when he was about to leave, the guy threw him his passport and his visa. Yeah. He was so mad because God blinded eyes. They couldn't find anything in the computer about what they did, how he was arrested, how he was detained, how he was sent back. God erased it. Tell me, when faith is operating, when faith is operating, no matter what it is, no matter how impossible it may seem, God will override. He'll rebuke a nation for one of his saints. Y'all, some of y'all heard the story of Apostle Benjamin Wema. He was in Uganda when the regime of Idi Amin was there. And he was passing out tracts on the streets of Kampala. He and who is now his wife and one of the guys in their church. And a military vehicle went by and saw him passing out tracts. And the military vehicle came back and asked him what they were doing. And they just, you know, said, we are witnessing for the Lord Jesus. Then they got arrested, taken into prison. There were people, so many that had been arrested, they were standing in this room and they couldn't sit down. There were so many of them. They had to use the restroom where they were. They couldn't sit in no restroom. It was pitiful, horrendous environment, situation they were in. They were there for days. And what they were doing, they were taking certain ones out and then they wouldn't see them anymore. It came to where he, the young lady, and the young man were in a group that they called to come out. And he was afraid. He said, Lord, you know, please don't let us die like this. What they were called to do, they had to go down in the basement. And this is a little bit graphic. They had to go down in the basement and they had to clean up blood. I mean, I'm not talking about just little spots of blood. The way they were killing people, they were beating them to death, beating them with clubs, cracking skulls. I mean, blood everywhere. And he was down there. He was so afraid. He said, please, Lord, don't let me die like this. And the Lord said, you shall not die like these others. That's what the Lord spoke to him. And in his heart, he received it. Now you got to have him tell this. You got to hear him tell this story. I'm just kind of skimming the surface. Two or three days later, they're back up there, you know, and they're still killing people. They can hear them downstairs being beat to death. And it's almost their turn. But the Tanzanian army invaded Kampala that same day. Now listen to this. They started killing people randomly. Three people got out. Three. And it was a military general. I guess he was saved, but you'd have to have him tell the story. Took them, the woman that was with him, which is now his wife, and the one that was part of his church. They're the only three. He took them, snuck them out in a vehicle and drove them to the outskirts of town. All the rest that were in there were killed. But God told him, you should not die like one of these. He believed it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I don't know that we'll ever be in a situation or in dire circumstances or straits like that. But what about your situation? See, God's reality is embodied in his word, in his promise. You already have a promise. You don't have to go in there and try to find God. Go into the book. Is full of promises based upon the new covenant that God has established with you.
We are continuing in part 25 of Mega Grace, Evidence. Meditation filters your mind. It brings the promises of God into focus. It persuades our hearts. Our heart believes just that. What has the most evidence? It is important to be a student of the Word. When walking in faith, you do not waver nor panic. Romans 4, verses 17 through 21 states, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.